My next guest is on the line. He's Pastor Tumelo Tom, pastor at Beyond the Wall Family Christian Church. And what a brave man he is. If you look at his social media presence, this man is attacked daily, incessantly. It's a never-ending stream of anger, and I'm loath to use the word hatred, but now and again it is hatred. And there was a recent post, and I just want to open it in front of me. We'll get into the details in just a moment. It was a post from somebody called Diddy Cape on a site called Dear Cape Town, and for whatever reason, it was this post that Pastor Tom decided enough is enough. I'm drawing the line and I'm responding to this. So now that I've kind of set the background a little bit, let's get into it. As always, Pastor Tom, thank you so much for being with me on Chai FM again.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the program again today. You know, it's always an honor to speak to your community, to our community, especially to speak on matters that affect, you know, the health of our nation, of our public, you know, conversation and the unity of our country.
So thank you. Let's get into that, because I found it fascinating. I'm wondering to what extent I actually need to try and paraphrase this portion of the comments so that we can have the discussion. I don't want to read it as is. Just basically, the commentary by Diddy Cape was the following: Dear Zionists, we know you're stealing Sea Point, but come try to steal the Cape Flats. Also, sincerely, the Cape Flats youth. And then he goes on to swear and say all sorts of vulgarities. That gives you a sense of what the post was saying. The pastor's response was strong. So your response, Pastor, it's been circulating really widely. And before we get into the legal and moral layers of this discussion, I want you to take me into that moment. What made you decide I need to respond to this publicly?
You know, Lamont, when I saw that post circulating, my first reaction was not, you know, anger. It was just simply a concern. You know, as a pastor, I have learned that silence in the face of intimidation many a times allows, you know, dangerous language to become normalized. So the post to us, you know, not simply political criticism, you know, South Africans are free to disagree politically. But, you know, what concerned me was that the message, you know, crossed a line into, you know, threatening and vulgar language, you know, directed at a group of people. And at that moment, I felt it was important to respond, you know, publicly, and not to escalate the situation, but just to draw a clear boundary and remind people that our democracy allows freedom of speech, but it does not allow threats or intimidation.
It was so interesting because since I've come across you a couple months ago, I follow you quite a bit, Pastor. And I mean, almost it could be argued that this is tame compared to some of the commentary that you receive. You seem to be the punching bag for a whole bunch of a whole array of all sorts of people. And I'm just wondering, what was the trigger here? Yeah, the original message was aggressive, it was vulgar, it was politically charged. But what stood out to you the most? Was it the language? Was it the threat? Was it the broader sentiment behind it? What bothered you about this post in light of the many that you receive?
Yeah, you know, for me, you know, the post itself and, you know, three things really stood out immediately when I saw that post. And first, you know, the vulgar and degrading language, you know, that type of language, you know, is meant to dehumanize people. And secondly, you know, the territorial threat, you know, the suggestion that, I mean, here in South Africa, certain groups should not enter certain communities. I mean, it's 30 years into our democracy since 1994, and you get to hear this. And the other thing here was really the broader, you know, sentiment behind that post, behind that message, which is dangerous. The idea that, you know, some South Africans belong and others do not belong, that idea on its own is dangerous. I mean, the Cape Flats has suffered greatly, you know, from violence, gang activities, and poverty. The last thing those communities need is rhetoric that encourages more hostility and division.
Yeah, I was trying to understand what motivated you. Now it's becoming a little clearer. You're a pastor, but you're also a community leader. How do you see posts like this affecting real communities, be they Jewish, be they Muslim, be they Christian, be they Cape Flats youth, everyone? Do they have an effect?
They do. They do in many different, you know, ways. I mean, we have always believed and said that South Africa belongs to all of us. Jews, Muslim, Christian, black, white, colored, Indian. And for me, you know, it's like we can always disagree passionately, but we must never dehumanize one another. The future of this country will not be built through threats, but through courage, respect, and honest conversation. The absence of all of this, you know, brings us and our communities back. We want South Africa that is healthy, but with all that which we now see online, then we begin to question, what is the direction our nation is taking?
Pastor, your message, it wasn't emotional. It was firm, it was measured, it was rooted in accountability. And I'm wondering, how do we hold people accountable without adding more fuel to the fire?
You know, I want to make, you know, something very clear here. First and foremost, and I think this is what people need to understand, even my position. So I'll come back to your question. Supporting Israel's right to exist does not mean one hating others or hating Palestinians or opposing threats. Or intimidation, you know, does not mean silencing, you know, political debate. People are free to criticize Israel. People are free to support Palestine. That is part of a democratic, you know, conversation. But what we must never accept is a language that dehumanizes people or suggests certain groups do not belong in parts of our country. So my response was not really a rhetoric, but it was truly about accountability and accountability without escalating. My response was firm. It was not abusive. Yeah. And I did not insult the person back. 100%. I did not threaten, you know, retaliation. I simply said, withdraw the message and apologize. You know, for me, that is accountability. And accountability is not about revenge, it's about setting standards for our society. Because, you know, it's more like we have become a society with no standards. And if we respond to hate with more hate, then we become the very thing we are condemning.
Final question for you this afternoon, Pastor. If you could speak directly to the person who wrote that post or anyone who feels that level of anger, what would you want them to hear from you today?
I would really say to the person, your anger, Didi, his name is Didi or her name is Didi, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I would say to that person, if I was to be given the opportunity to speak directly to him or her, and I'd hope that I would do so. I even tried to go into his, you know, messenger, or, you know, to see if I cannot really talk some sense into this person, but I was not able to do so. But I would simply say this: your anger may be real, Your frustrations may be real, but hatred will never build the future you want. South Africa belongs to all of us. And the way forward is not intimidation, but conversation. Let us choose dignity over, you know, vulgarity, dialogue. We should choose dialogue over threats and responsibility over, you know, rage. That is what I would definitely say, because, I mean, as a Christian leader, and these attacks really many a times comes from that, my position, supporting Israel.
Yeah,
my support for Israel is rooted in faith, not in politics. It's rooted in history, and I believe in the right of a nation to exist in peace. But my position is also simple, and this is what I wish this man can or woman can hear. My position is also simple. Standing with Israel does not mean celebrating the suffering anywhere. I believe Israelis and Palestinians both deserve peace. They deserve dignity and security. What I will always stand against, however, is hatred towards Jews or threats directed at people simply because of who they are or what they believe. South Africa must never become a place where intimidation replaces dialogue. That is what I would actually say to him. Okay.
We're very lucky to have a man like Pastor Tumelo Tom with us here on Chai FM and in South Africa. Pastor, so much, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. It's been a privilege.